Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Rob from the Worlds Collide podcast, owner and operator of the Evanescence community. Sorry for that pause there. It's like I had a sudden brain fart. Evanescence community and Within Temptation Hawaii. And I'm coming to you live from my bedroom here in lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. And it was a very lovely day today. I hope you had a very safe Halloween and you're staying safe through this pandemic that we are still going through, unfortunately. So what better way to, you know, carry on another day in the pandemic and as we enter the holiday season, what better way than to go over news for the two greatest symphonic metal bands on the planet Earth that both have brunette lead singers, okay? And we're talking about, of course, Amy Lee and Sharon Dan Edel. So without any ado, let's get this party started. So this episode is already a little different because I'm actually using a really nice microphone and a laptop to record this at a desk in my bedroom because a couple reasons. My phone is actually been on the fritz for the last 6 days, and that's why I have not been posting on Instagram. It's just terrible. I'm barely able to keep up with Twitter, and the only reason I'm able to do that is by sitting down at a laptop or using another device such as a really crappy tablet or some other device that I just happen to hang around the house with. The iPhone that I use to maintain my social media websites has been on the fritz for the last 6 days, and the good folks at Verizon are giving me a hard time about it. I just can't seem to get a new phone to save my life. So unfortunately, I've not been able to give you all the content that I want to only because of technology. However, I was able to wrestle up this really nice microphone and hook it up to this really nice laptop. I'm like, why don't I use this technology every time? Why do I sit here and cram an iPhone to my face and record these iPhones or these iPhones? We don't record iPhones. We record podcasts here. Okay. So why don't I just, you know, instead of cramming an iPhone up to my face to use it to record a podcast, why don't I just use this awesome technology? And the answer is, I don't know. It's mostly because of a time thing, actually. Usually when I record these things, it's, okay, honey, I'll be right back. And I run upstairs and I record it, edit it quick, and then run back down and carry on with my day. So I don't know if you guys know this either, but 95% of this podcast is completely ad-libbed. Like, I have a script, kind of. I actually use the newsletter that I write every week or so, and I actually use that as my script, but you know, that's all facts, right? That's all boring. On July 21st, Amy Lee ate a taco. It was a bean taco. It was really tasty, says reporters at the scene when they watched her eat her taco. It's like, yay, you know, how exciting is that? Whereas the podcast, I tend to be a little more dynamic and ad-lib and everything like that. So pretty much act how I would act in real life on the podcast. Whereas on social media, it's easy to edit and, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, let's get on with it. We are going to start with Within Temptation news. So let's talk about the greatest symphonic metal band led by a brunette singer from the Netherlands, who I'm sorry to say are, I believe, back on lockdown because of COVID. I'm very sorry to hear that. You know, this thing just needs to go away already. But they're back on lockdown. Now, during the temporary lull that we had in there, it looked like there was some productivity happening there in lovely Netherlands. So there is a picture posted on their social media of Sharon sitting at her desk, what I'm guessing is her desk. I don't know where else she would be, but sitting at a desk with this monitor with look like some editing software and some great big speakers on either side and her death gripping her chair. Like, I don't know what's going on there. If I could just see her face, I don't know. I'm looking at this picture right now as I'm talking to you. You see her kind of jet black hair, but that's all you see, right? You don't see what her face looks like looking into the screen. I hope it's happiness because, like, you know, if it's happiness, then it's like, yay, you know, we got a great song and it sounds great and it's coming. And I'm excited to hear that. So, you know, hopefully it's a face of excitement, or maybe it's a face of hunger. Maybe she just needed to eat something. Maybe her blood sugar's a little low. Who the hell knows? Okay. But anyway, they shared a teaser pic with us on social media. This was the first mention of new music since the release of Entertain You earlier this year. Entertain You came out right as the pandemic was starting. So when I go back and listen to that song, I'm like, man, this kind of brings back to a different time. And you can almost like take 2020 and divide it into two different years, can't you, right? January through March is 1 year, and March through now is another year, right? So I remember those first couple months, you know, everyone was still full of energy and hope, like, yeah, 2020 is going to be a good year. It's going to be my year, you know, Jesus. I saw that all the time all over social media. And all of a sudden, March hit, and then bam, we are locked down tighter than nobody's business. So it's just interesting to see Entertain You. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember listening to that. It brings me back to a better time. Actually, no, scratch that. They recorded that while they were on the pandemic, because I think they recorded the song before the pandemic, but then they did the video during the pandemic because they had to go to each other's house. They didn't go to each other's house. Camera crews went to the individual band members' houses, set up green screens. Okay, I remember seeing this on Rua Julie's social media. They set up these green screens, and then the band members would play like in front of them. Right in front of the green screens, and then that would become, and then they would edit it all together into the entertaining video. So, easier time, right? But anyway, enough about me pontificating about the 2020. Let's talk about how Within Temptation are drip releasing their new music in anticipation of their next album and the so far so good scheduled Worlds Collide tour next year. Okay, so. I think it's great because I saw some Instagram live footage where they were running through the woods, getting physically in shape for their tour next year. And then did anyone else see that Halloween costume that Sharon was wearing? Hello. Okay. I honestly thought I know it was obviously a Harley Quinn. Okay. But I thought, you know, they're filming a sequel to Entertain You. It's clown makeup. Ha ha ha. Boy, was I wrong. Son of a bitch. Okay. Anyway. So that just gives us hope that the greatest symphonic metal band from the Netherlands that is fronted by a brunette female. And I say brunette hair female because I know there's another symphonic metal band out there with a red hair female that, you know, we don't talk about here. It's not that I don't like them. It's just this isn't the Epica podcast. This is the Worlds Collide podcast, okay? Somewhere out there, somebody probably has an Epica podcast out there in the world that they're talking all about Simone's Moon. I think that's her name. Shoot if I screwed that up. Sorry. But talking about her and her bandmates and stuff. So yeah, this isn't it. Okay, cool. Well, that's enough about Within Temptation. When we come back, we're going to talk about the greatest symphonic metal band to come out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and that's Evanescence. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Evanescence time. Let's talk about Amy Lee and the Boys, okay, and Jen Majura, okay. She's definitely female, all right. So anyway, Evanescence played yesterday or the day before. It was October 30th, okay. It's the 1st of November today, so it is October 30th. They played a virtual performance for the good people at headcount.org. So in order to see this concert, you needed to go on headcount.org and ensure that you were registered to vote, okay? So that's kind of the big thing going on with Evanescence this year is vote, 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 okay? Amy Lee is really spearheading this, just drilling it to the ground, getting her fandom aware, and there might be a sprinkle or two of anti-Trump language in her interviews and posts and stuff. I mean, you know, who's to say? You know, I personally am fine with either way, you know, how she wants to express herself. But this is the direction she's going this year. Whether you agree with it or not, at the end of the day, Amy Lee is Evanescence. So she can decide
pretty much how the band decides to go. And if she wants to go political, she can go political. And if you choose not to follow her, that's also your right. If you choose to follow her and just to keep seeing what's happening, which is me, that's my right. So we can be adults like this. We don't need to go onto Twitter and destroy each other. We can have healthy debates without subjecting each other to all sorts of curse words and bad names and fifth grade bullying. And, you know, we don't need that. What I need right now is a shot of freaking liquor because, dang, it's stressful, okay? Sometimes it gets really stressful. Sometimes I just gotta sit there and watch Twitter and make sure nobody kills each other in my comments of my posts. And you know what? I post my posts to make you laugh, not to inspire arguments. But if I do, I'm sorry. So anyway, all right, so that's that. So Amy Lee, collaboration. Hello, it's not like she hasn't done a few of these before, right? But she collabed again with this band called Bring Me to the Horizon, all right? Now, brace yourself. For those of you who have not heard the song yet, I'm going to tell you the title of this song. It is One Day the Only Butterflies Left Will Be in Your Chest as You March Towards Your Death, featuring Amy Lee, all right? And Post-Human Survival Horror, it's the name of the album from Bring Me to the Horizon, is due out. It was due out October 30th, okay? So it should have came out a couple days ago. So what does that mean? All right. I listened to it and it's great. All right. It's got that metal feel. It's got that really dark, just kind of, it's awesome. However, I had my headphones on and it was hooked up to my laptop and I'm just waiting. The drums are going to kick in any minute now. Here come the drums. The drums are coming. The drums are coming. The drums are coming. Song's over. I'm like, oh, where were the song? Where was the drums? So not that I was saying I was disappointed. I was just like, wow, okay, no drums today. So awesome song. Keep an eye out for more because, you know, Amy Lee likes to collab with a lot of people. Especially in our next, she collabed with a organization called Sound Waves Art, donated 50 signed pieces of artwork to assist with their efforts to assist affected children in war-torn areas of the world. Isn't that nice? It consists of art from Use Your Voice and Fallen. Price ranges from $350 to the thousands. Like, you know, wow, big money, okay? So if you are, if you got that kind of chunk of change hanging out underneath your bed or in your pockets, or maybe you got a piggy bank that you got to throw against the wall and demolish, maybe your kid's piggy bank. No, don't do that to your kids. Anyway, take your kid's piggy bank and just throw it against the wall. It's for a good cause. It's for the kids, you know. Whatever you got to do to come up with $350 to $1,000 to get you some signed prints from the Fallen Era or from the Use Your Voice, so be it, okay? Now, if you don't have the money, that's cool too, okay? You can sit and scroll social media and look at the people who did afford it and say, yeah, look what I got in the mail. And you could be like, curse you. You did not get it. Or I did not get it. I couldn't afford it. Well, you know, I couldn't afford it either. So it's all good. I'm sure somebody's going to scoop those up. And children in war-torn areas are going to get the help they need. So good on Amy Lee for spearheading that with the good people of Soundways Art. Let's talk about Jen Majura, shall we? Let's talk about her. So what was kind of cool was this past maybe week and a half. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a guest on the podcast. Her name was Lindsay Schoolcraft, okay? She is a harp player. She has a strong metal bark. Strong metal bark. Oh, my gosh. No, that's not what I meant to say. Strong metal background. You know, she was a keyboard player for Cradle of Filth for a long time, plus helped out with some other bands and stuff. And she came out with a solo album a little while ago with the help of Rocky Gray, which I'm sure everybody knows is the drummer of Evanescence back in the day, if I can't remember. Anyway, and I know it's going to come to me later on in the podcast, but she came out with an album recently called Worlds Away. It's a harp-based album, and I got it in the mail the other day. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, yay, thank you. You know, I can't wait to listen to it. So I had her on the podcast a few weeks ago, and you know, we talked about Jamajura for a little bit, yada, 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 1, 2, 3. She wants to work with her. So I guess, I don't know how, but because Jen, and since you're listening, hi, Jen, since you listened to this podcast, a connection was made between her and Lindsay. And next thing you know, Lindsay was part of the 1 minute jam that came out. Yay. Okay. So I'm very super psyched for them. And I'm a little floored and impressed of the musicianship with some of these people, because here we go. Take Jen Majura, a guitarist named Jennifer Batten. All right. And Lindsay Schoolcraft, of course. Let's take these three together and let's perform a Jefferson Starship song, We Built This City. If you don't know what it is, I'm so sorry you have not lived yet. Your parents did not raise you right. You need to go to YouTube, Google We Built This City, and I'm going to be honest with you, the video is cheesy as hell, but it's got that wonderful 80s nostalgia to it. You need to go watch it. It is going to complete your life. By the way, Jefferson Starship has a brunette singer as well, so they're okay with me. I'm a low-key fan. Anyway, they did a one-minute jam, We Built This City, by Jefferson Starship, and it was awesome. And what is really cool is this is a string of a long-time one-minute series that Jen's been doing since the beginning of the pandemic. That's just, it's fun. It's one minute of happiness and fun is usually what she puts in the tagline there. And that's all it is. It's not, I'm promoting an album or, you know, I've got this project and I want you to buy it. There's none of that in there. It's just her having guest musicians from bands such as Whitesnake, Iron Maiden, just come on. And they usually pick maybe an old top 40 song, classic rock song, something out of the norm that these musicians would be, you know, used to playing or whatever. And they do a jam for 1 minute and it sounds awesome. And it looks like it's a lot of fun. And that's what is needed during this pandemic, is all sorts of fun. Okay. So kudos for Jen for doing that. Also doing good things. Also, okay. If you don't know, Jen Majura has I don't know if you can call it a side band or whatever, a side gig, or if it is a band. I don't know what you want to call it, but she has a band called Something on 11 called with a fellow guitarist, Alan Brantini, and they released a new song and a new video as well called Soul Suffer Payment, okay? It's got this really kind of, how can I best describe it? If you maybe watch MTV at 2 a.m, back when they played music videos, and you saw that the video production was a little more edgier than was allowed to play during the day, that's exactly how I would describe this video. Okay. It's just awesome. Okay. So you need to go watch it. You need to go listen to it. Okay. Two awesome guitar players killing it. Something on 11. Okay. So anyway, other than that, a lot going on, right? And I want to take this time before I sign off from the podcast. I had to redo this one. I actually did this one last week, but it sucked. Man, I don't know what I was on. I was on that good last week because it just was not working out. And when I finished the podcast, I listened to it and I was like, there's no way humanity needs to be hearing this. I actually had it up on the website for about maybe an hour. And I was like, no. And I cringed and I took it down. So this is a redo plus kind of an update of what's been happening throughout the week. So thank you for bearing with me. My technological troubles will hopefully be over this week. I'll have my brand new phone and we'll hopefully stay more consistent with these podcasts. Those are a lot of fun. I love doing them. Keeps me happy during this pandemic. Okay. But other than that, it's been awesome. That's Evanescence News. That's the World's Collide podcast. If you need to find me, you can find me at the Ev Community on Instagram, at the Ev Community _ on Twitter, and at the WT Community, which actually is called Within Temptation Hawaii, because you got to represent on the Pacific side of the world, okay? They got the European side covered, okay? I'll handle the Pacific side. I got you, Sharon, Robert, and all of the rest of y'all wonderful band members. I got you guys. And lady, okay? So Within Temptation Hawaii, find me on Twitter, and I am Robert Fenton. You can find me on Twitter at Fintan Robert, F-I-N-T-O-N Robert, or you can find me on Instagram, Robert Fintan, R-O-B-E-R-T-F-I-N-T-O-N. Okay, that is great. That is awesome. That's all I got for you. All of you have a fine evening. I will be talking to you soon. Bye.